Blessed and most honored be God, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved brethren and sisters, it is a great joy to be together today in this place. During these days, we've had and will have part in a great spiritual feast full of nourishing food. It is thus appropriate to thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ for this and to thank Him from all our heart, just like the psalmist David in Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will bless the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all His wonders. I will make of you my joy and my gladness. I will sing your name, my Most High God. It is only fit that all our life be full of gratefulness to God, the author of our salvation, and to His Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. In Him God had hidden all the riches of wisdom and knowledge. The supreme beauty of Jesus has a force of attraction on everyone. The love that it inspires is stronger than admiration. He is more than pleasant and beautiful. He is charming. He is the object of our passionate love, a love found on the inner excellence of His person and on the complete satisfaction of His perfection. Behold the lips of our Savior and tell if they are not the sweetest. Isn't your heart burning when you talk to Him on the way? Behold His head of precious gold and tell if His thoughts are not the most treasured. Can you find delight in each of His features? Is there any part of His glorified body that is not perfect? A trait of His person that is not refreshing source for your soul? There isn't any part of Him that we don't love. We anoint His entire being with the precious nard of our burning love. We want to imitate His entire life. We want to copy His entire character. In any other human being, we can find a fault. In Him, everything is perfect. Even the best of His saints have spots on their robes. He has nothing but beauty. All the suns in the universe have their spots. The best world has a wilderness. Only Jesus Christ is the gold without impurities, light without darkness, glory without clouds. All His being is full of charm. We would like to dedicate this evening to our beloved bridegroom, Jesus Christ, whom we desire to praise in songs.
Slăvi Iisuse, lăsuri mărpa, la Tine pe oameni cu dragâia Ta. Veșul-i vă da, ca ta, când veniți prin
Dar Dumnezeu și arătă dragostea față de noi.
He showed his love towards us
through
the fact that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How wonderful is this love that God showed toward us. It is above our understanding. This love ties us forever to God and to his beloved Son. I found a friend, oh, such a friend.
viață trăită,
a life lived in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ is a life full of happiness and fulfillment. Therefore, we should praise our Lord Jesus with all our heart.
Sfânta vieții tărare, Iisuse, prin vara de plăt. Și de iubire de soare, prin laudă ta se mână. Prin laudă ta, prin laudă ta, Iisuse, cu popor cânta. Lupta cea bună credință, n-apoi nici de cum să nu dăm. Suntem rânduiți biruințe, spre lauda ta să nu dăm. Spre lauda ta, spre lauda ta, Iisuse, cu poate.
But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of them. As the Father knows me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Am ales pe Domnul Iisus, al meu bun păstor. sigur voi ajunge un învingător. Sus în cer, în strălucire, vreau să fiu și eu. Sus în cer, în veșnicie, lângă Dumnezeu. Un izvor de fericire am găsit în Domnul meu.
With him I will for sure be victorious. Fountain of happiness I found in my heart. Fountain of living water is he. Come, friend, run to the wonderful fountain. There is a place for you as well. Come and be blessed. In the evening, when the moon rises, call on Jesus. Tell him in prayer all you have. He hears, he loves you like he loves his son. And as a gift he loves you, he gives you the forgiveness of your soul. The fountain of happiness I found in my Lord. The fountain of living water is he. Come and run to this mountain. There is room for you as well. Come and be blessed. And when the dawn appears on the clear sky, raise your prayer to the Heavenly Father. Thank him with your love. Trust him, for he is your protection. He never leaves you alone. Wonderful is your name, Jesus, the beloved of my soul. Your overwhelming fragrance always fills my soul. I shared precious fragrances since I returned to you. I felt your love and peace return to me.
Iubitul sufletului meu, mireasma ta împărtătoare, îmi umple sufletul meu.
Domnul Iisus odată, lăsați copiii să vină la mine. O să ascultăm în continuare pe
câteva dintre copii. Listen to some of our children praising the Lord with our sister Persida, and afterwards Larissa will sing a song.
Și întregire tuturor, stelele și luna, glasul tău îl înțeleg. Marea și pământul, tot ce are viață, îți dedică existența lor. Toate le-ai creat, pe toate mâna ta le ține, toate spun că tu ești Dumnezeu. Ai trimis suflarea ta și viață peste mine, și mai mult de tot ce ești, tu ești Tatăl meu, Împărat al slavei. Tu luminii ești stăpân, îngerii te laudă și oștirile cerești. Vin cu bucurie viața mea să ți-o închin. Vreau să simt prezența, să-ți ascult cuvântul, să te aud șoptind că mă iubești. Toate le-ai creat, pe toate mâna ta le ține. îți spun că Tu ești Dumnezeu. Ai trimis suflarea Ta și viață peste mine. Și mai mult de tot ce ești, Tu ești Tatăl meu. Toate le-ai creat, pe toate mâna Ta le ține. Toate spun că Tu ești Dumnezeu. Ai trimis suflarea Ta și viață peste mine. Și mai mult de tot ce ești, Tu ești Tatăl meu.
Mulțumim, Larisa, mulțumim tuturor copiilor.
Thank you, Larisa, and thank you to all the children who praise the Lord. Jesus, I thank you and I honor you. All I give you is so little. I miss seeing you and looking to you and telling you how much I love you. With a single word, you, through your Holy Spirit, changed the steps of my life. You cleaned my path. My life you protected because you first loved me. And telling how much I love you. Oftentimes I have seen through storm and rain your arms stretched out for me. You guided my thoughts and revealed the way, and I was able to find you.
Iisuse, îți
I love you, Jesus. I know you are mine. The world's pleasure I do not desire. I treasure nothing as having your joy. If I ever loved you, I know it is now.
Pe marea vieții cerul de s-ar înnora, iar pe noi frica ne-ar înconjura.
And we start being afraid, O Lord, may you save your people. Come before us in through any storm. Jesus, our Savior, go before us so we can follow. Lord, please lead us to the heavenly throne.
Thank you.
I thank the Lord for the help I received in preparing this service. I thank those who helped me in this program, and I thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you.
Our prospective saints.